Matthew chapter 14, verse 1.
At that time Herod, a tetrarch, heard the report about Jesus. Verse 2. He said to his servant, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him." Verse 3. For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. Verse 4. Because John has said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Verse 5. And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. Verse 6. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, and the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and pleased Herod. Verse 7. Therefore he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Verse 8. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, "Give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter." Verse 9. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, because of the oaths and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her. Verse 10. So he sent and had John beheaded in prison. Verse 11. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. Verse 12. Then his disciples came and took away the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. Verse 13. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. Verse 14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Verse 15. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." Verse 16. But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Verse 17. And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Verse 18. He said, "Bring them here to me." Verse 19. Then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. Verse 20. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Verse 21. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Verse 22. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. Verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. Verse 24. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Verse 25. Now in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. Verse 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a ghost?" And they cried out for fear. Verse 27. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." Verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Verse 29. So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse 20. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Verse 32. And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Verse 33. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God. Verse 34, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. Verse 35, and when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick. Verse 36, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well.